Hello everyone, welcome to the China Business Legal Navigator. The topic for the discussion today is understanding the time bar for disputes in sales and purchase contracts in China. The crucial three-year period. In the intricate world of international business, understanding the legal frameworks of different countries is vital for successful transactions. A critical aspect of this understanding, especially in the context of China, is the time limitation for raising disputes in sales and purchase contracts. In China, the time bar for these disputes is set at 3 years, a period that is crucial for businesses and individuals engaged in contractual agreements within the country. The legal framework. The time bar, commonly referred to as the statute of limitations, is governed by the Chinese Civil Code. This rule stipulates that parties to a sales and purchase contract have a three-year period from the time they become aware or should have become aware of the infringement of their rights to initiate a dispute. This limitation aims to ensure legal certainty and stability by encouraging the timely resolution of disputes. Implications of the time bar. The three-year time bar has significant implications for contractual parties. Firstly, it imposes a strict deadline for the recognition and action on any grievances. This necessitates a high level of vigilance and promptness in identifying and addressing potential contractual breaches. In the context of disputes in sales and purchase contracts in China, a pivotal factor is whether the customer has formally claimed against a Chinese company, such as through written communication like an email. This aspect is critical because if there has been a written claim, the three-year time limit for raising disputes is renewed from the date of the claim. This renewal of the time bar provides a significant opportunity for the parties involved to address and resolve the dispute. It underscores the importance of maintaining a clear documented record of communications, especially in scenarios where a breach of contract is identified or suspected. Such diligence can be crucial in preserving legal rights and remedies under Chinese contract law. Secondly, once this period has elapsed, recovering losses or enforcing rights becomes potentially more challenging, if not impossible. Courts in China are typically unwilling to entertain claims that are time-barred, emphasizing the importance of adhering to this timeline. Challenges in international contracts. For international businesses, this time bar presents unique challenges. Differences in time zones, language barriers, and varying business practices can lead to delays in recognizing or acting upon a breach of contract. Furthermore, the process of gathering evidence and preparing for a legal challenge can be time-consuming, making it essential to act swiftly when a dispute arises. Strategy to mitigate the risks. To mitigate the risk associated with a three-year time bar, businesses should conduct due diligence before entering into a contract, understand the legal environment of China and the specifics of the time bar, monitor contracts vigilantly, regularly review and monitor the performance of all contractual obligations, seek expert advice, engage with legal experts familiar with Chinese contract law to get timely advice in case of potential disputes, implement effective communication channels, establish clear and efficient communication channels with Chinese counterparts to address issues promptly, consider arbitration clauses. Including arbitration clauses in contracts can provide a more flexible approach to resolving disputes. Navigating the 3-year time bar for disputes in sales and purchase contracts in China requires a proactive approach and a deep understanding of the legal landscape in China. Businesses engaged in such contracts must remain vigilant and act promptly to address any breaches to avoid the complications associated with time-barred claims. By adopting strategic measures and seeking expert guidance, businesses can protect their interests and ensure smoother commercial transactions in China. Thank you for listening to the China Business Legal Navigator. Contact us if you need legal help in China, help with background investigation and verification of Chinese companies, protection of patents, trademarks, etc. in China and internationally, and verification of and drafting of contracts that follows the law in China, and also legal translations of contracts into Chinese to make them more enforceable in China, etc. If you require our assistance or have further questions about our services, please do not hesitate to contact our customer relationship manager, Jan Erik Christensen, at janerik@ncbhub.com. janerik@ncbhub.com. You can also visit our website, ncbhub.com. ncbhub.com. We look forward to hearing from you and helping your business succeed and grow in China.